Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, and a word of welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are following us through television, radio, and the internet. We gather as God's family with the whole church today to celebrate the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, three persons in one God. St. Augustine reminds us it takes three persons of God just to love one of us. That's how special we are. So we gather to thank God and to bless God. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Thus says the wisdom of God, the Lord possessed me, the beginning of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth, at the first before the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills I was brought forth, while as yet the earth and fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when he set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress his command. Then was I beside him as his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth, and I found delight in the human race. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Son, and to the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and is to come.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. I have been here now almost 3 years, but I never had a chance to proclaim the gospel on Sunday until today. The reason being is because we have three deacons here, and they are assigned to the masses, and they're very faithful to the assignment. They're not here today because they're on retreat. So I'd like to ask you to say a special prayer for them, that they'll come back energized and filled with wisdom and holiness. As you know, that we're coming close to Memorial Day, and so it's a time that we pull out our barbecue pit and dust them off and perhaps start barbecuing during the summer's month. And the parishes, they do have fundraisers, barbecue fundraisers at times too. This one parish happened to have a fundraiser, and the Knights of Columbus, they're well known for barbecuing. So a bunch of guys were standing there around the barbecue to do that, with the parishioners gathering around under the tent. And all of a sudden, a thunderstorm came through, and everybody ran for cover. The Knights of Columbus didn't run fast enough, and the lightning struck the barbecue pit, and some of them didn't make it. They died. So they went up to heaven, and they pin on the gate, the door at the gate, and St. Peter is nowhere to be found. So the guys stood there looking at each other and said, well, since we're here, let's just finish the barbecue that we've been doing. So they start up the smoke again, the fire, and smoke up the whole heaven. And God finally coughing, coming out, said, and the guys just split. Everybody dove into the bushes and the trees, and one guy was too big to move, so he didn't move at all. God came out and looked at the guide and all those in the bushes looking out, and they saw something like a sign of the cross like this. And so God left. And when the guys came out, I said, well, what did God say? Did he give us the blessing that he can barbecue? And I said, well, not really. What God actually said was, he said, you get this barbecue pit and with all your hoodlum friends and get out of here. The sign of the cross. Whenever we do that, we invoke the Holy Trinity in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And we begin and we end all sacraments with the Holy Trinity. Without it, no sacraments. And if we eat and we pray, which we should, we also invoke the Holy Trinity to bless us. And so the Holy Trinity is very close to us. We apply it and we invoke the Holy Trinity every day, many times during the day. But for some reason, it remains so far away, it remains a mystery. And every year, we, on this feast, we, all priests, bishops, and popes alike, we try in our feeble attempt trying to explain the Holy Trinity. And so this Sunday won't be any different. Again, I'll try to explain the Holy Trinity, but we can't, because if we can, then we'll be greater and bigger than God. But we only trying to assimilate what we know, so that way perhaps it helps us a little bit in our faith, to help fortify that faith. Saint Patrick in the 15th century, when he evangelized the people in Ireland to the Celtic, he used the shamrock. And he explained to them there's three leaves and then there's one stem. Now, lucky for him, he didn't pick the one that had four leaves. That would be really bad. And so the Celtic, they used that as a symbol of their faith and of their country as well. Scientists, chemists, they use the example of water, as you know, that water we drink, and then there, if we boil it, it's in vapor form, it's still H2O, and then if we happen to put it in the freezer, we have it in a different form. So it's still water, but it has three different forms: liquid, vapor, and frozen state. My uncle, the in-house philosopher, never did take the philosophy, but he should. He would have been really good. He one day asked me, "Han, do you know how to explain the Holy Trinity?" I said, "Yeah, you try to teach me about the Holy Trinity. You don't even go to Mass." I said, no, just listen to me." And he said, "The Holy Trinity is like time. There is the past, there is the present, and the future. And every split second, it contains all those three elements, period. Past, present, future. And all of us living in that, we cannot break them. Because if we do, then it won't be time anymore. Past, present, future. Same line of time, but it's just different periods." It's pretty smart, I thought. And then there was a story of a priest one day, he was waiting at the airport, and this man came up to him. You know, it's funny how people see a priest, they would automatically talk about religion. So this guy came up to the priest and I said, "Father, do you believe in that in the God that has three persons and one God stuff?" And the priest said, "Yes, I have to. Every day I say Mass, I invoke the Holy Trinity." I said, "Well, I don't believe in it. You can't explain it. I won't believe it." So they were sitting there at the airport and the sun was shining and the ray went through the window. And the priest said, "Do you believe in the sun?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Well, can you explain it?" "No." I said, "Well, why do you believe in it?" "Because it's there." So the priest said, "Well, the Holy Trinity is like that, the sun. God the Father is that sun. And that sun is about 90 million miles away from us. And that ray that shines forth in the sun is Jesus Christ. And the ray, when it hits you in the back or on your body, and you feel that warmth all over, that's the Holy Spirit." The sun can even be explained as the form of Holy Trinity. Now, we, however, believe in the gospel. And in the Bible, Jesus states very clearly when he commands his disciples, "Go and preach to all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit." And so we have that Trinity. And we were taught that in the Bible, it teaches us that God the Father is the Creator. He creates us out of love in His own image. And then when we went astray from God, he sent his son as a redeemer. Through his death, dying, and resurrection, he saves us and restores that life for us. So he's the redeemer. And then after 40 days, he ascends into heaven. Then he sends the Holy Spirit down 10 days later as a sanctifier, person who keeps us holy, keep us on this narrow, straight way. And so we have what we call the Holy Trinity in our faith. Three persons in one God, still going to be a mystery for us. But St. Augustine, I think he puts it the best. It's very personal, the Holy Trinity, to us. He says, it takes three persons of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, just to love one of us, to love you, to love me. Three persons of God, just to love one of us. That's how special we are to God. So we gather to thank God and to bless him. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and so we pray for all those in need. For God's holy church, justified by faith and given peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord. For all married couples and those who are preparing for marriage, that the union of love may reflect the divine love among the three persons of the Holy Trinity, we pray to the Lord. For all students ending the school year and beginning the summer rest of refreshment, and for the teachers of the school, let us pray to the Lord. For all of us as we strive to share the abundant love of God with our neighbor during this Jubilee Year of Mercy, we pray to the Lord. For our military personnel, that they may be protected and kept safe, we pray to the Lord. For the eternal repose of the souls of Beatrice, Castro, Marcelino Gonzalez, Jesusita Canales, Delia Farias, and Ruben Moreno and Joe Guelva, let us pray to the Lord. And in the silence of our hearts, let us add our personal intentions. For these we pray to the Lord. O Triune God, you have made us little less than the angels and crowned us with glory and honor. Grant us the grace to live up to these gifts, for we ask these through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The one there on the throne. day that is coming speaks to the day. The night that is gone to following night, the night that is gone to following night.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Sanctified by the invocation of your name, we pray, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, your might be adored in what is proper to each person, the unity in substance and the equality in majesty. For this is praised by angels and archangels, cherubim too and seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day as with one voice they acclaim. You have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with His Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May He make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Joseph, her blessed spouse, and with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the ordered bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep you safe.
Thank you. Next Sunday, the Cathedral Choir will be ending their season, but today they are being honored for their years of service. So you see the blue angels behind us in the front of you. And the following members who have completed 1 to 4 years of service, those who have been in the choir for 1 to 4 years, please stand.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.